Thank you, Steve. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And our next guest, Eric Griffin, comedian, actor. I have to be honest with you. I maybe wasn't aware of you until Showtime's I'm Dying Up Here.
This is outrageous.
This is awful, isn't it,
Eric? How dare you not follow my earlier work?
I'm shocked you stayed. I would have walked out after hearing that.
I feel like I've been ambushed.
But
you got your journalism.
But isn't that how it works sometimes, where you see someone and then you go back and go, my God, he's been doing a lot of stuff for quite a while.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. You know, you made it till you made it in this business, right?
But this was a bit, career-wise, this was a milestone getting this job,
well,
right?
This was like a departure from everything that I had done before. Just wacky comedy. I mean, I was on Workaholics for 7 seasons, and that was just, you know, me being this crazy character, and then all of a sudden I had to be this dramatic actor in this show. So it was, you know, it's been great, and I think a lot of industry people like the show. I think not enough real people like the show, but it was very rewarding. I loved working with the people, and, you know, if you could find it now, check it out. I'm Dying Up Here, Showtime. You can see it on Amazon.
And just renewed for season two.
Renewed for season two. I believe we start shooting in January, so we'll see where the story goes from here.
And I have to say, it is about stand-up comedy in the early days of it in the 70s, but it's not necessarily funny.
No, it definitely is a drama. It's definitely, definitely a drama. But, comedy is, it's based in, like, negativity sometimes anyway, and like horrible things that happen, and we try to make jokes about it, you know. So we're still trying to do that today. It's just like it's always going to be an attack on comedy, because it's people's tastes, you know. It's like what somebody finds funny, someone else won't find funny, you know. So, you know, so it's just one of those things. It's very subjective.
I just want to say I'm gonna have a tough time watching season two, because I just quit smoking last Sunday. Like, it hasn't even been a week.
By the way, I don't smoke.
Oh, my God. All you do is smoke in there. I have to pause it and go on my back porch and have a cigarette.
And those cigarettes, those fake herbal cigarettes on set, they smell bad. They taste bad. My throat hurts afterwards.
Really?
Yeah, I've never smoked before. I got a lot of smokers that come up to me and go, man, you don't even smoke because you did great. You look like a, you know.
You look like a real smoker.
You look like a real smoker.
What a great compliment.
I know.
Huge compliment. So you can't say to the producers, look, I know it says in the script that my character smokes a lot, but let's try not smoking.
Let me be honest about this. I made the choice.
Yeah?
I thought I was like, it's the 70s. And and by the way, smoking is such a great tool when you're acting, because it gives you this activity that you're focused on, and then the words come and it just makes it seem more natural and like you're in the moment.
Right.
It's just one of those things, drinking, smoking, all that kind of stuff. So I did. And then once I did it once, it was like every director that came in, oh, yeah, let's get Eric a cigarette. You should
have
a cigarette.
All they do in this show is smoke and drink. Is it real alcohol?
Yeah. No, no. Come on.
Darn it.
Look at this. This crazy person.
Wendy. She was hoping that was actual alcohol. You've ruined. You burst the bubble.
She doesn't know who I am. Now she wants to be drunk and high and smoke ridden on set.
Was your audition for this? Did they come to a club and see you do stand up?
Yeah, it was random Tuesday. The manager of the club comes up to me right before I'm about to go on, and he goes, "Hey, Eric, Jim Carrey's here." Mm. And my first thought was like, "Is he going to bump me? Like, what's he doing here?" I was so mad, because it's like this happens all the time where these guys come in. Chris Rock comes in and he like bumps everybody for an hour, and we're just like, what? Come on, man.
Right.
You're already rich. Get out of here. So I was so mad that Jim Carrey was going to bump me. And he had this puzzled look, like he was like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, then what you telling me for? I was so mad already. So I went up, I did my set. And then what I didn't know is not just Jim Carrey was there, but the director, the producers, the writers, everybody for the show, they were scouting talent.
Yeah.
You know, and I got auditioned the next day. 3 weeks later, I was on the show.
But better you didn't know that probably, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
If they would have came up to me and said, hey, Jim Carrey's looking for a good comics to be on, I would have been up there like,
right.
The pressure of the moment. People always ask me, like, do you get nervous? And I say, I never get nervous until I know what the stakes are.
Oh.
Because I could be in some, you know, little dive bar in the middle of nowhere, but somebody can come up to me and go, hey, you know, Spielberg's filming a movie in the town. They're looking for it. And I would have been like, okay, you know, you just get, that's what it's all about. That's managing that pressure.
Yeah.
That's what being in the business really is.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you get a little, and it's it's not nervous. I mean, I've been on the radio for a long time, and sometimes if I'm on somebody else's show, I get nervous. When you're waiting to be called up, when you're waiting for your time, do you get that little...
No. I never really do. Unless, like I'm saying, you're at a showcase.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
When I did the James Corden show, like I was standing in the back before the curtain opened, and I had a moment of like, whoa, this is like, well, I'm about to be on TV. You know what I mean? It's like, so you have those kind of moments, but it's not debilitating, you know?
Yeah.
On the show, on I'm Dying Up Here, some of the characters are based on real people that were stand-ups
in the
70s.
Yeah, I would say loosely based.
Yours is
very
not,
loosely.
Though, right?
No, it's not, because I don't think they... I think they had an idea of what they wanted this character to be, and then I think Mike Aguilar, one of the executive producers of the show, he saw me that night, and I think he decided then, I want him to be Ralph. And then they didn't know what they were going to do. Because I know this because if you see the pilot, I'm there, but I'm not there.
Yeah.
And then once they started to figure it out, and then they started working on it. So what I like about that is there's this arc for my character. There's like this really like nice, you know, you find out who he is. You find out his past. You find out where he's going. You know, you don't like him when he's getting on this kid. And then there's a redemption, you know. So it's like this nice little story arc. But I think they did it by accident, you know. So, and I just
loved your apartment.
Played it the way I played it. Yeah.
Right. Oh,
I loved it. I would live in it now, you know? It was great.
Did you have to study game films of the comedians of the 70s? Because the style is a little bit different.
I actually wish I would have done it more when I look back on it. But it's hard to imitate stand-up comedy.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to capture what actually happens in the club when you have to do 8 takes. The camera moves and you have these extras and they're like, okay, cut. Let's get this angle. It's not a true representation. It's really hard to do.
Yeah.
I thought we did the best possible job we can do. But for me, less stand-up, the better. Like, all the other stuff is what I loved more. Like, you know, the behind the scenes, the struggle, the arguments, the, like, you know, the trying to make it. That's the stuff that it's the essence of the show.
Yeah.
That's what I love about it. There's not much stand up, really. That's,
yeah, and there shouldn't be, because, like I said, it's a difficult thing to do.
Yep, no
really
question.
Really great
about
acting.
It.
I am very proud of you, Eric. It's so nice to know you now.
Oh, tell me more about me.
Eric Griffin is here, comedian and actor. His website is ericgriffin.com. He's on Twitter at Eric Griffin.
With a K. Before, Eric with a K. Yes.
With a K.
ERIK, not ERICK, ERIK.
There are different ways to do it.
I'm sorry, my name is one of these names where it's like Eric Griffin, and then they go, is it Griffith? Is it E-N? No, it's G-R-I-F-F-I-N. There you go.
The way God intended. The way God intended. Performing at Zany's November 16th through the 17th. Oh, that's today. That starts today, doesn't it?
Yeah,
8:30 show at Zany's in the city. Friday you have shows in Rosemont at Zany's. Saturday also in Rosemont. Zany's.com has all your ticket information.
Yeah.
Back after this, it's Bill and Wendy along with Eric Griffin on WGN.
All right, we are talking with Eric Griffin, ERIKGRIFFIN.
Yeah.
Capital E, Wendy.
Like a Viking.
Oh, sorry. You know, he's going to be at Zany's starting tonight. Zany's in Chicago tonight. Friday, Zany's in Rosemont. Saturday, Zany's in Rosemont. You can go to their website.
Zany's.com.
I wanted to change it to Eric, like spell it like
A-I-R-I.
Apostrophe Q.
It's Eric LaSalle who spells it E-R-I-Q-U-E.
It's like, get out of here, you pretentious. You know, I want to be like, my name is Eric. You know,
Eric. That's a nice sound. When you decided you were going to be a stand-up, the family reacted how?
My mom hated it, of course.
Did she? Because it's so unstable.
Yeah, it's unstable. It's like, I came from an era where you had to be a lawyer, doctor, or businessman.
Yeah,
remember, like, you come up from school. There's no there's no aspirations to be anything other than that.
Right.
What was wrong with the school system? Because, like, plumbers, locksmiths, mechanics, there's people that make great livings. You know, that we just never, you know, they don't do job fairs anymore. Remember when the person would come and be like, you know, I'm a rock, whatever they did. And you would be like, ooh, I want to do that. How do you find out what you want to do? You know, it's just like, you know, sexual stuff. Like, how do you know you like furry things or whatever? You need to see it.
But they don't teach that in the school.
Yeah, that's the internet. They don't teach it in the school. Well, they should have a sex fair. That'd be great.
Sex
at the school.
Fair would be a great
All the kids would love it.
Dominatrix lady comes out. You know what? I think I like this. I think I want to do this. It would be much better to do that.
Do you go talk at schools to give kids an option that.
No, they don't think comedians, plus, obviously, comedians have some dark past.
That's sad.
You don't want to find out some crap is coming out, come out of their past. So that's like difficult.
But in the years
right
you've been doing this, you've probably found most comics do have some. There's a very dark past. Not
That's
all,
what I'm saying.
But many.
Not
of
all,
them.
But there's yeah. a reason why we're like have this insecurity and need to like be heard and understood
attention.
And need the attention. And you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. No one else in your family history had any show business background whatsoever?
Not really. My mom wanted to be a concert pianist, but yeah. then like life took a different turn. So I feel like I'm doing that for her right now, like yeah. being in the entertainment business. My mom didn't want me to do it. She definitely – but then it's so funny now for her to just to be like, you know, everywhere we go, she's like, this is my son.
Right.
And she'll be like – like my mom is the person that will be like, oh, Eric, those people over there recognize you. And then she's like, that's my son. Go talk to them. Go say hi to them. I'm like, Mom, stop. Like, stop it, you know?
She's
I'm not
going
to go talk to strangers. You know, she just gives my time away. She doesn't
yeah.
care.
Yeah. It's a great feeling, though, when somebody does recognize you. There's nothing better, right? You're walking down a street and somebody knows your work on TV.
That's part of it. Like, you want people to know who you are because that means that people are watching.
Yeah.
And that leads to, like, making money and doing that kind of stuff. But sometimes it's intrusive and whatever. But I'm just famous enough where it's one out of 25 people. Because I can't imagine being someone like Will Smith or Tom Cruise.
Right.
Or you're walking, you can't even walk anywhere or do anything. You can't be a normal person anymore.
Right.
But I think I love my level of fame where it's like, you know, occasionally somebody's like, you know, like no one stopped outside your window right now, you know. Nobody's looked in and been like, hey, is that the guy from Workaholics? No. It's just one of those things where
yeah.
it's like, okay, it's cool. It's just enough people. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Those are your real sideburns on them dying up here?
No.
I am just suckered into everything.
Yeah, come on. This is the first time the men were in the makeup chair longer than the women.
With all the bad 70s dudes.
And it's weird. This is a little tip for you. Sideburns count as makeup, not hair.
Oh, really?
So you got to go to the hair person to put on the wig, and then you got to go to the sideburn, the makeup people to put on the sideburns, and then you got to go back to the hair to get it blended. So it's like a whole, like, it was a nightmare.
Yeah.
Are you getting
nightmare.
A skin rash from all the polyester you're wearing?
Oh. Thank God we were filming in the winter because, like, it was hot. But I love all those clothes. I love the clothes. All the
70s clothes are coming back.
Jackets and, like, all that stuff.
Bell
that
bottoms.
Was great.
Yeah.
It really helps you, like, you know, wearing the wig and all that. You're looking at yourself in the mirror, and then, you know, after 45 minutes, you really see a different person. So
yeah.
it really helps, like, get into that place.
Of all the places you've toured to, of all the places you've done stand-up, is there one that is your favorite? I mean, you don't have to say Chicago. I know you're here now.
No. I mean, why would I say that? okay. It's like 7 days out of the year, Chicago's nice, you know?
Yeah, I know.
It's either really hot or really cold.
But just in terms of the audience, like there's some cities
audiences
you find out you just click in some cities more than others for some reason.
Well, I think coastal or metropolitan cities
mm-hmm.
always going to have a nice mix of people, and those are going to be the funnest cities to play in. But, you know, at the same time, you go in middle America and you're going to have, coastal cities and metropolitan cities, they don't know what real Trump supporters look like.
Yeah.
They don't know that they even really exist. They don't believe it, but, like, I've seen it, and it's different out there. So I don't dislike any city I've gone to. I think comedy audiences are the same everywhere.
Right.
It's really like how I'm being treated. Like, what's the hotel like that I'm staying in? Is there a movie theater near the hotel? Do they got room service? Is it walking distance?
Mm-hmm.
Is there things to do? That's all I care about. I could care less about, like, the people, the comedy club. All that stuff means nothing, you know?
Right.
But, you know, that's where I'm at.
All right. What are you doing for Thanksgiving? We had a little discussion before you came in. Bill is not a fan of Thanksgiving.
And that's fine.
But then he, you know, you're mean to everybody else who cares about it. Do you care about Thanksgiving, Eric, with the cake?
Well, I mean, this is the first time I've had a girlfriend in a long time.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
New relationship.
Yeah.
We've been together 3 or 4 months
oh,
right now. So this
nice.
Is going to be my first holiday in a relationship in a while. So I'll see how it goes.
So you will be you know? Will you be at her family's?
Probably, yeah, because my mom and stepfather, they moved to Spain last year. So
wow.
they're in, like, Malaga, Spain right now, which is a nightmare, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, people are like, oh, my God, you get to go to Spain. I go, hey, did you hear what I said?
Mm-hmm.
My mother's in Spain.
Not you.
Not me. Like, you think that when I go visit my mom, like, we're out sightseeing and doing fun stuff. No, I'm sitting on the couch and she's complaining about Trump and she's calling me fat every 5 minutes because she loses her memory. So like she calls me fat. Like my mom's like Dory from Finding Nemo. She has a very short memory, so it's like,
yeah.
Oh, you look fat. And then like 10 minutes later, did you gain weight? You know?
Oh no.
Yeah. So that's not fun visiting my mom. So I am going to probably go to my girlfriend's family.
Is this the first time you're going to meet her family?
I've met some of her family, yeah, because she's Jewish, and they have like 7,500 holidays. Like every other day of the year is a Jewish holiday. Like,
right.
You know, they're having a ham, or not a ham, but, you know.
You better brush up on that.
Yeah, I got to brush up on my Jew. My Jewiness, you know what I mean? So, you know, we're going to go with her, you know, and we're going to meet. I've already met her parents and, like, you know.
But there's a big difference between just meeting parents and meeting all kinds of aunts and uncles and cousins.
Yes, and that's what's probably about to happen. But it's fine. I'm a very personable person. I think being on TV helps me in that situation.
Sure.
So I like, she's bringing a unicorn to the, like, you know, to the house, and people are like, ooh,
yeah,
he's on basic cable. Let's go say hi to him.
Here's the other thing to remember: they all have one name to memorize. Your name. You're the new guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're going to have 30 people whose names, you know, are going to be thrown at you really quickly. It's not going to be easy.
It's already a weird dynamic because, like, my girlfriend's a model. You know what I mean? Yeah, I hit the jackpot, you know?
Wow.
Nice. I found a model at the tail end of her modeling career, you know what I mean? So she needs me. You're very beautiful, you know? And so she's already, like the big – in her family, everybody's all like, oh, here's Rachel. She's so beautiful, you know? And now I'm coming in as, like, the TV person, you know what I mean? So they're like, oh, wow. You know, she doesn't always like that, my girlfriend. She doesn't like that I get attention.
Yeah.
Right, she wants the attention because that's the reason she became a model.
Yeah, exactly. She can't stand it. I went to this modeling party. Like, she had first of all, a model party's not fun.
No?
Because models are, first of all, they're all tall.
Right.
They're all tall, and they're a little bit like, you know, they're very proper. It's not like you think, oh, models, it's going to be just sexy. It's not sexy.
Do they have food at the model parties?
Barely, and there's throw-up buckets. You know, they just...
Oh, God.
They just, you know, model parties are very she.
Sure.
Like, you want to go to, like, Maxim or, like, some, like, if you want to see the hoochies, you don't go to a modeling party. But anyway, as soon as we walk in, it took us 3 hours for her to get ready in her costume. She went as Harley Quinn.
Oh.
And I had to draw tattoos on her, and she was very much like, not like that. You know, it's like, I'm not enjoying it. You know what I wore to the model party?
What'd you wear?
This Raiders jacket that I have on.
That's stylish.
I just pretended to be Ice Cube. I said, I'm Ice-T as Ice Cube. But as soon as I walked in the door, a lot of people there were like, oh, hey, I love you on the show. And then she didn't like that. She was like,
no.
Hey.
She wanted the attention.
Go wait in the car.
But to her credit, she says it to me. She says, I go, well, how do you want me to treat my fans? She goes, I love how you treat your fans. I just don't like that I'm not getting attention.
Oh.
So that's what I love about her. She's very honest about her feelings.
Well, good luck with the family.
I'm sure it'll all work out.
But in the answer to your question, it's like, I'm not a huge on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, why? You know, it's like you. Look,
all right, Bill, quit looking at me.
If you're close to your family, you're already close to them. You probably have Friday night dinners anyway.
Right.
So now, usually what Thanksgiving is to, like, bring together people who don't like each other, who've been talking crap about each other all year, and now we get to see each other in person and go, oh, yeah, there's Uncle John. He lost a business because he's got a gambling problem. Oh, there's Aunt Ruth, who we have to pretend that we like.
All right, enough. Thank God we're out of time.
You scared Wendy.
It is a pleasure to meet you. You're awesome. Eric Griffin, Eric with a K, G-R-I-F-F-I-N.
Yes.
Great to meet you. I'm dying up here. Watch it. Season 2 coming back.
Pleasure.
Thanks
for
so much,
me.
Eric. A quick break, some news, and then more show. It's Bill and it's Wendy on WGN.